7:53, we pull out all the stops with the best here in the morning, Monday through Friday. The show starts now with the pre-W. Smith Show at 5 to 6 live, and then, of course, we take over 6 to 9 with the team, our team. And a part of that, of course, our WJR sports analyst, Steve Courtney, who is especially celebrating today with a Miller Lite, because it was on this day in 1933, national prohibition came to an end as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, repealing the 18th Amendment. And like I say, the Miller Lite's flowing. Good morning to you, Stevie.
Good morning, Dub. That story brings a tear to my eye.
I know it does.
As you can imagine. hello again, my friends. This conversation brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in Livonia. You know, Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. What a football weekend it was. And quite frankly, in the college ranks, we didn't have to wait long for drama. Friday night, as a matter of fact, in Vegas, the Utah Utes, number 11 in all the land, back in October, you recall, they beat USC. Oh, they beat them again, 47-24, the final. With that, USC becomes a two-loss team. They're done. Meanwhile, the defending national champion Georgia Bulldogs, ranked el numero uno, they dispose of Brian Kelly and LSU. You hated to see it, didn't you? 50-30, the final. Then we have a little bit more drama for the CFP folk as Kansas State, number 10 in all the land, take care of number 3 TCU in overtime, 31-28. Things are getting a little bit tight. Then we go to Indianapolis for number 2 Michigan and Purdue. And Michigan puts it together again, taking care of the Boilermakers, 43-22. Blake Corum, sadly, you feel horrible for this kid. On the Heisman watch and all, has season-ending surgery. Donovan Edwards says, forget about it. He ran for 185 yards and a touchdown. J.J. McCarthy threw 3 touchdown passes as Michigan takes care of Purdue, 43-22. It was close for a minute. Michigan up 14-13 at the half, but they were able to get her going in the second half. So now you're thinking, well, what does this mean? I'll just let you know this. Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham, via social media, sent Ryan Day, the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, a message on social media saying, you're welcome. So you're thinking, okay, there's a chance for Ohio State to get in the CFP, and indeed that is the case. As you take a look, you've got Georgia still at number 1. You've got Michigan at number 2. You've got TCU remaining in, probably for all the right reasons, at 3. And then Ohio State, they kind of back into the CFP at number 4. So that sets things up. We fast forward to New Year's Eve afternoon, and there is a lot of activity going on, is there not? It all begins with the early tilt. That will be the 4 o'clock deal in Glendale, Arizona, with Michigan getting together with TCU. Then the nightcap, number 1 Georgia against number 4 Ohio State. I'll let you know, in that tilt, fellas, Georgia installed as a 6.5-point favorite. Michigan installed as a 9.5-point favorite over TCU. Can't wait for that. Then yesterday, we take in your Detroit Lions. And, Sean, I know you're there. And here's a question for you, young fella. When's the last time you actually said to yourself, self, watching this Lions team is fun?
It was great.
Steve, I tweeted it out. I said, I don't know where this season ends, but my goodness gracious, I'm having fun watching this team.
That was a good game to be at. I was lucky to be there. That was a good, fun game. Give me your clothes here so we don't squeeze you too much here, Steve.
All right, thank you very much for your hospitality, Dub. This brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit PainFreeLifeCenters.com to learn more. By the way, up next for the Lions at Ford Field, they will play host to the 10-2 Vikings. That's going to be a good one.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall in Nick Saban's office, but actually you could probably be a fly on the wall several offices down from Nick Saban as we continue on WJR.